time for the Entertainment Report. Dean's off. Cindy Perlman is on from Las Vegas, where Lionel Richie is the hot ticket, isn't he, Cindy?
He is. Good morning, Bob. And if you can sit down through most of this show, I don't know what's happening with you. Because when he does Brick House or All Night Long, the entire audience at the Encore is up dancing. And Lionel, he's still got it. He's got this great residency in Las Vegas. He's there almost every weekend in October. And he also has a new autobiography out called Truly, which, you know, all about his lengthy career. He wrote it himself. And interesting stuff. He grew up a shy Tuskegee, Alabama kid, dealt with some racism and later some mental health issues that he's really honest about, including about with depression. And then there, of course, is the tons of juicy stuff. I don't know if we all remember, he had a very tumultuous first marriage ending. And then also lots of things with Michael Jackson, because they were friends over the years.
He does seem like, and I had a chance to interview him a few years ago, the nicest guy in the world.
Nicest guy and most open guy, too. You think he would be sort of closed and be like, these are old stories. But no, he's bringing it all out. And some funny stuff, too, I guess. They all nicknamed Michael Jackson Smelly back in the day due to hygiene issues. And it was kind of a serious thing. I guess everyone stole Michael's clothes all the time. So whatever he had, he wore over and over again, which led to some odor issues.
I don't know if I needed to hear that, but the book is Truly by Lionel Richie. A lot of Sarah Snook fans after Succession wondering about her new series. What do we know about it?
She was so great as Shiv in Succession, and now she has this really intriguing new Peacock series called All Her Fault. She stars and executive produces this adaptation of Andrea Mara's 2021 novel about a mom who goes to pick up her young little boy from a play date. She arrives at the house, and the people are different. She doesn't recognize the woman living there, and her son is nowhere to be found. Every parent's nightmare. And then thus begins this twisty suburban thriller that also includes Jake Lacy and Dakota Fanning. This whole thing sounds really good.
Yeah, premieres November 6 on Peacock. When do we get to see this Martin Scorsese documentary? Is that available now?
That premiered at the New York Film Festival last weekend to rave reviews. It comes out on Apple Plus pretty soon this month. And it's this new documentary about the life of Martin Scorsese, soup to nuts from the early days. Funny stuff in a way with him, too. There was a big chunk of time where he almost became a priest. And that was the family's plan. The only problem was he was kicked out of his Catholic seminary for bad behavior. And his father was told, get over here. Come get this kid. Get him out of here. So the priesthood was not an option. So why not become an Oscar-winning filmmaker?
And he's still working, isn't he?
He's still working, and he's got this great attitude about it. He's in his 80s, and he always, still to this day, and this is the guy who did Mean Streets and New York, New York, and Casino, Goodfellas, we could list them all day long, but he still believes the next movie is going to be the really great one, which it's good attitude at 80.
Yeah, Mr. Scorsese is the name of that documentary on Apple TV, October 17th. We get to see that. Let's talk about the latest project from Nathan Lane and Bette Midler with him.
You know, whenever you want to play armchair casting person, this is the nirvana of casting. There's a movie coming up called A Cutoff, and it's about two wealthy, spoiled kids, Jonah Hill and Kristen Wiig, and their parents, now that they're adults, just all of a sudden cut them off. So there was sort of a big deal in Hollywood of who was going to play these parents. Nathan Lane and Bette Midler. I don't think you could get a better combo, do you?
No, Nathan Lane and anybody is great.
Exactly. And Bette Midler, I would watch her in anything. And then there's this sort of run on who's going to play the parents in a lot of these movies. Ben Stiller still negotiating with Barbara Streisand to come back in the next Fockers Meet the Parents, which is called Fockers-in-Law.
And finally, Beverly Hills 90210. Well, started in 1990, so I guess the kids are grown up, and this is good news for fans of that show, Cindy.
Oh my God, I was obsessed with this show, Bob. And all of a sudden, you playing that, it's like the 1990s all over again. But this is fun news for fans. All 10 seasons of the hit series are about to be released in 4K on digital on October 20th. First time ever they've cleaned them up like this. And it's all the classic episodes. I don't know if you remember the first day for Brendan and Brandon Walsh, the Minnesota transplants when they hit Beverly Hills High. Also the Peach Pit where they all hung out. And my favorite, when Donna Martin, who Tori Spelling, got a little drunk at prom, a cautionary tale. They all had a rally with the slogan, Donna Martin graduates, another classic episode.
I missed my Beverly Hills 90210 period, so I'll have to go back and watch. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas for Dean. Thank you, Cindy. Have a good
one. Thanks, Bob.